provide design services and after-the-sale customer service. Call the WIC Chick and make an appointment to design your new WIC post-frame building. 712-246-2444.
Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. It is Thursday afternoon, October 9th. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. 73 degrees at our studios. We are going to have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with the East Mills Community School District 8 through 12 vocal music instructor, Mindy Docker, with me. Mindy, how are you?
I'm good, Aaron. How are you?
I am doing very well. What's going on in the vocal music department today, Mindy?
Well, I got to correct you, Aaron. I'm K through 12. Ooh. I have all of the students, all of our vocal music students here at East Mills. It's getting to be the end of the quarter. We're wrapping up our units we've been working on. Mm-hmm. High school and junior high are working on their corner conference concert. October 21st, that's a Tuesday, our 7th and 8th graders are traveling to Essex.
Okay.
And all of our district choirs get together. We sing with this big ensemble, about 200 kids. It's really awesome.
Cool.
Each school has a chance to perform a piece on their own. Concert starts at, I believe, 5 o'clock at Essex. Their gym there, there's a small admissions fee for that, but we'd like to invite the community out to watch that. And then the high school has theirs on November 18th here at East Mills. Their concert starts at 6:30, so lots of opportunities to get out and hear some great music.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. But you say near 200 participants in that. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yes, every school brings their junior high choir, and all the kids get to participate. It's like an honor choir situation, but everyone gets involved. It's really, really a neat process.
Absolutely. Mindy Docker, K-12 vocal.
Yes.
There's a little difference there. There's a little difference there. Mindy.
Oh, depends on the day, Aaron. Depends on the day.
I bet. So now you have a guest, Mindy, correct?
I do.
So who do we have with us?
I'm not actually talking about music today, which is weird, but I have my friend Michelle Mayhew with me.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to talk about our elementary book fair that's coming up. Michelle has run the book fair when the district was still in their two different buildings. So she's kind of the pro. She knows all of the questions you're going to ask me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about how to get involved, how the community can get involved and help out some kids get some books into their hands.
All right. Well, let's talk about Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So you don't know this, Michelle, but when I was growing up and we had the book fair, I absolutely love the book fair. To me, it was just a highlight. I absolutely loved it. And still to this day, I like a book fair. It's super fun.
It is. Well, last year we had a senior come to the book fair
just
to buy a Lego book with a Lego figurine because his parents never bought him one.
Well, there you go. There you go. So let's talk a little. So you've been involved with the book fair for a while, from two districts to now one district in the Scholastic Book Fair, but it's still a great event, correct?
Yes.
So I want you to, if you would, Michelle, hit me with some of the highlights. When it is, the times, the dates, participation, how I can make sure that I attend and utilize the book fair. Tell me the details of it.
Okay. Well, the book fair is going to be Monday the 20th from 9 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuesday the 21st and 22nd, Wednesday the 22nd, from 8 to 4. And then Thursday the 23rd is our family event day.
Yeah.
Where we'll have stuff for families. And that's also a parent-teacher conference day.
Oh.
And we'll be from 8 to 7:30. There'll be snacks, activities, and chances to win free books on Thursday.
Oh, very cool. So you have several days of the book fair upcoming, it looks like. All right.
Yes.
So
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Aaron, are just for the kids at school.
Uh-huh.
But on Thursday, that's when the public is allowed to come and shop for their books here. They just need to check into the main office first on the west side, west entrance, and then we'll have someone get you back to our media center where mm-hmm. the book fair is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And like Michelle said, we have all the snacks. We have the chances to win books, different activities. So that's the day we want all of our families to come. But the other 3 days, that's just for kids to come with their teachers.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's at the East Mills Media Center. Tell me where that's at.
That's here at our campus in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
In the building, like I said, the west entrance, we have some visitor parking.
It's right in between where the elementary and the high school, like elementary and high school starts, and the media center is right there.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do I purchase books? If I want to purchase a book, do I have to have a credit or debit card? Do I have to have cash? How do I purchase books?
There's several ways you can purchase books. We accept cash, credit card, debit card, and if you have a student that goes to East Mills,
mm-hmm.
there's something called an e-wallet,
okay.
where a parent can put money on an e-wallet, and the child comes in, picks out their books, and we take care of the money from this online e-wallet.
Okay. Very cool. Now, that option was not available when I was going to the book fair. I just have to be clear.
I kind of
predate the whole e-wallet deal, but I understand it's a great concept and a very easy way for parents to take care of that for their students. So
not only that, parents got something sent home on Friday on their e-wallet. They can post that somewhere on Facebook for family members that are far away to add money to that e-wallet.
Very good. So everybody can participate then.
Yes.
I like it.
And even if you don't have a child that's currently in school right now, I believe Ms. Nielsen, our elementary principal, said she was going to post that link on our school's Facebook page mm-hmm. and possibly our webpage as well, so that people who want to help kids get books can click on that link. Make a donation.
Yeah, that link will be called Share the Fair.
Okay.
Yes, Share the Fair is the program.
All right, Share the Fair. So tell me a little bit about that. I want you to explain that to me, how that works.
What that is the community members can donate money, and for every $35, we'll support one student, and then 70 supports two, and then 1,000 supports a whole classroom, and 5,000 supports a whole grade.
Mm-hmm.
But what that does is we, as a school district, will find students that never are able to get something from the book fair because of issues like the family doesn't have the money to do it.
Sure.
And we will make sure those kids get a book in their hand.
That is great. Absolutely. So if someone can just... So I want to know how I so like if someone wanted to donate, $500 or $1,000 or $5,000, where would I find that link and what do I have to have to be able to do that?
Well, that's the link we were talking about.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the Facebook page.
Okay.
So after we're done here with talking to you, we'll make sure that Ms. Nielsen gets that post onto Facebook right away. So if there's people who want to help us out, you just click on that link. And I believe if you scroll down, there's another link inside there for Share the Fair. So,
okay.
And if you look up East Mills on their webpage,
mm-hmm.
it's already there.
It's already there. You'll see the first live feed will be yearbook sales.
Okay.
Very good. Junior high, if you need the ball players to head to the locker room, and everyone else to head to the old gym, please. Thank you.
There you go.
Sorry about that.
Time to go to the locker room. Somebody needs to go to the locker room. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
That was our awesome secretary.
There you go.
Again.
I like it.
Then the Share the Fair is the second one down, and it tells you exactly what you can do.
Okay. Now, this is the money raised from this. Where does it go? What happens with the money that's raised with the book fair?
It goes into an account, a scholastic account for the library, and... then we use that money to buy Scholastic books. So it's only used at the Scholastic Book Fair. It's not used anywhere else. It's just used at the book fair. And then we make sure that the books from the book fair get given to kids.
Okay. This is a win-win all the way around, in my opinion. I think it's a great thing to get books in the hands of kids. And there are opportunities for people if you've been blessed and you have a few extra dollars to give to this to help some of those kids out to get a book in their hand, all the better. And then again, the money raised goes back to help kids in the future. This is a great program.
Exactly. I remember the book fair myself. It was one of my favorite things about school and getting to purchase a book, and there's nothing like it. So if we can help kids who can't do that themselves, then I think that's a great thing. So we thank you in advance for your support.
Yes.
Anyone who decides to do that.
And I tell everybody that comes into the book fair to see me when I start to put things out for the book fair, it's Christmas morning for me. It is like Christmas morning for me. I love it.
It's a great thing, and I'm so happy that we're having the opportunity to visit about it. Mindy Docker with me, K-12 vocal music instructor, and we have Michelle Mayhew, who is the book fair extraordinaire in the East Mills Community School
right.
District. She knows everything there is to know about the book fair. So this is, but this runs, one other thing I want to touch on here, though, this runs kind of in conjunction with parent-teacher conferences, if I heard you correct. That's right.
Yes.
So tell me about parent-teacher conferences, the date, how do parents sign up and participate for their parent-teacher conferences? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay. Parent-teacher conferences are happening on October 23rd of 2025. And here at East Mills, we have the kids out that day.
Right.
Because we are here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, elementary families, those sign-up sheets for your teachers were sent out over your Seesaw account. So they should have that information. We encourage you to select a time that works best for your family to come talk to your teacher. The junior high and high school, there is a time from 5 to 8 p.m. when all teachers are gathered in the East Gym here at school. And it's kind of, you walk around, talk mm-hmm. to who you'd like to talk to, kind of first come, first serve kind of thing. But if that doesn't work, you're also able to email the teachers you would like to speak to and come up with a time between that 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. So, yep, we encourage people to sign up, talk to your teachers, talk to your teachers about your kids' progress, what they need to work on, because communication is the best way to help your child succeed in school. So we encourage people to do that. And then on Friday, the 24th, it'll be a no school day. For teacher compensation.
I think it's a great thing. I mean, I highly encourage people to know what's going on with their students, to talk to their students. And while in today's society, we're highly informed with everything that's going on through all of the different media posts, I think there's really nothing like getting to walk in, visit with the teacher face-to-face, and get a feel for what where your student's at, what the classroom's like, what the school is like, what it feels like to walk down the hall. So highly encourage parents to sign up and go to attend those parent-teacher conferences.
Yep. Same team working for the success of the student. So come talk to us.
Very good. What else do we need to cover? What do we leave out by either Mindy or Michelle? What do we leave out? M&M's. The M&M's. I have the M&M's with me here.
Right.
Gosh.
Yes, we are the M&M's.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that covers it. Just start thinking ahead of what's coming up at the book fair, what kind of books your kids like, so they can start planning for that. Make sure that if they're wanting to purchase a book, they come with money.
Yep.
So that all runs smoothly. You can do it either by the e-wallet or, again, cash
or
debit card.
Debit card. In the past, we've had kids that have gotten into their piggy bank and used their piggy bank money to pay for books. That's how much they enjoy it.
Very cool.
And then we have the big final event on Thursday the 23rd with our family activities happening throughout the day.
Very good. I like it. Encourage parents to participate. Go to the book fair, buy a book or two or three books, and enjoy. So very cool.
Yep.
And sign up for parent-teacher conferences.
You don't have to have a kid in school. If you have like nieces or nephews or grandchildren that you'd like to purchase books for, you know, Christmas is coming, Aaron.
It is.
Christmas is coming. You get a head start on that Christmas shopping.
It's going to be here before you know it. So,
welcome one and all. That's right.
All right. It's a pleasure to visit with you, ladies. I appreciate it very much, and we'll keep reminding folks. So thanks for visiting with me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Make it a great day. Again, Mindy Docker with us and Michelle Mayhew from the East Mills Community School District.
Shenandoah Medical Center, your health is our mission.
Shenandoah Medical Center is growing and providing you with excellent health care for all stages of life. From our